We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Thursday as we begin, really this afternoon, this first moments of the Memorial Day weekend for a lot of people into tomorrow and obviously this long weekend. The Yankees, as you know, rained out. We'll expect the Mets to probably go in the same direction, though they haven't yet. And I'll tell you, folks, the adage you can't do anything about the weather is obviously true. We all can't. But the weather around here just stinks. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, this has just gotten to a point of it being absurd. I mean, if you go back to when the last couple of days of February when we had that hot weather in late February, after that, we have had from March to April and now through the month of May, the worst 3 months of weather that anybody could ever imagine. And the amount of rain and cold we have had in the last 2 months, in April and May, has just been utterly absurd. I mean, the weather the last week has been just ridiculous. I mean, enough already. I mean, it is sickening how it really is. It's like someone from California says to you, how do you live in that weather? You know what? I wonder sometimes now. That's how bad this weather is. It just is just dreadful. It never stops. It just never stops raining. It is unbelievable. We had no spring. It's almost June, and it just never stops raining. It's just ridiculous. Enough already. Enough with the rain. I can't take it anymore. I'm sick of it. I mean, you can't even have a baseball game this afternoon. The weather for the weekend, it's Memorial Day weekend. I want to run my horse on a turf this weekend. Turf is going to be a mess. I mean, just it's enough already with the darn rain. I'm going to move to California if this keeps up. I mean, the weather is just ridiculous. My God, enough. I don't ever remember it being this bad. It just stinks. Man, every day you wake up, it's raining outside. It was 50 degrees outside. Man, enough already. God. Went to the Yankee game last night. Hey, what can you say? Severino was utterly brilliant. He was just Kansas City seems like a team that has no interest in playing. I have to. And Kane, to me, I watched him come off, and I sat in the Kansas City dugout. I watched him come off on and off the field last night. You want to talk about someone who's basically nonchalanting it, to say the least. It was an effort for him to go on and off the field last night. I mean, that team looks like a team that just could care less right now. But that aside, I thought that Severino's performance was tremendous. I thought Joe pushed him a little far. I didn't agree with the eighth inning. I thought it was going to backfire on Joe. It didn't. So he turned out to be right. Now, Severino still was throwing 99. He was pushing it. He threw the ball 99 miles an hour in the eighth inning. But he had a very long at bat with Gordon, finally got him, and then could have had trouble with the ball off Escobar's bat. It luckily didn't. Got out of the inning. Obviously, Betances did what he's supposed to do in the ninth, striking out the side. But a brilliant performance. He went 114 pitches, threw a lot of pitches to the last couple of batters of the game, especially Gordon. I think that Gordon at bat must have been like 9 or 10 pitches. But a wonderful performance. Still had plenty of gas in the ninth, in the eighth inning, obviously, going 8 innings last night. I thought after the seventh he was done, but obviously came out for the eighth, and he stayed with him. He got out of it, threw 114 pitches, struck out seven guys, was still throwing hard at the end of the game. So the Yankees, who had hoped Severino could bridge this gap this year, control those third and fourth pitchers and get command of the stuff that he has and become what they had hoped would be a outstanding starting pitcher rather than this very dynamic two-pitch reliever that they know he could be also. But right now he is headed in the first direction, obviously, with a wonderful performance last night. The Yanks didn't do a lot of hitting last night. Ellsbury, I wasn't even in the stadium yet when he ran into the wall. He's out. He's obviously on the DL, the concussion protocol, for 7 days. Could be out, from what I understand, longer than that. Sprained his neck and got a concussion last night. The Yanks, as we said, Didi hit the ball well last night and had obviously a home run. But they pushed across a couple of runs. Gardner with a big hit after the double. Gardner got the big hit to get that run home. So from that standpoint, they eked out three runs. Hamill was surprisingly good considering how bad his numbers were. He actually threw a lot of strikes early in the game, struck out a lot of guys, probably went in the game a little long himself last night, but actually pitched well. But the Yankees get a 3-0 win. Being at the stadium and looking at the new debacle in the outfield, I think it's a joke. I think it is utterly ridiculous. Okay, having been in the stadium now when Rolk did it, and having watched the game last night, I think the whole thing is just ridiculous. I really do. Now, tell me this. Are people going to wear those outfits when it's 95 in the summertime, or do they have some versions of the outfit? All right, so are you going to come in there and wear the ridiculous outfit when it's 98 degrees this summer and it's humidity's 110 and you can fry an egg on the sidewalk? Are you going to wear that then? They better pay you to wear it then. I mean, because who the heck's going to wear that garb when it's 99 degrees out? Or do we have a summer version? Maybe we do. Maybe we have a summer version. Number two, what do you do if he cools off? I mean, I think it would be utterly ridiculous if he cools off to have that display out there every game. So I it looks like the Carolina League to me. I mean, I got to be honest with you. That's what it looks like. It doesn't look like Yankee Stadium. Doesn't sound like the Yankees. Doesn't feel like the Yankees. Looks like the Carolina League. And to me, it's a promotion that has really, got a little buzz early and has really nothing going for it. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I really don't. So that's my opinion of having viewed it now in person. So I'm not a fan. Doesn't seem like the Yankees to me, and there's some drawbacks, as I just mentioned, as we go forward. But you know what? If there's people who want to go sit out there and dress like that, God bless them. I mean, if it makes them happy, what do I care? But to me, it's a little ridiculous, I would say. Mets lost a game last night that is nothing short of nightmarish, and it basically plays into everything about the Mets. They're playing the worst team in creation. They get a 5-1 lead. They can't hold a 5-1 lead. They get a chance, now that they've blown a 5-1 lead and trail 6-5, they get a chance in the ninth inning. They get the bases loaded and no out. Granderson, unfortunately, comes up against a guy that owns him, who has struck him out, I believe it was 7 of 8 times going into the at-bat. Now, I'm thinking about who he could have pinch hit. He had already used Rivera. He had used Reynolds to pinch run. He's not going to put Plawecki up for... He's not going to put Plawecki up for Granderson. Even against a lefty, he's not going to do that. He didn't really have a bat there, so I can't go there. Granderson has got to make contact. He doesn't. And then, obviously, Rivera doesn't do the job. And they don't score. Legarris ends it. They don't score. They lose. They leave the bases loaded. Just a nightmarish game. And listen, I understand there's a lot of, well, Terry shouldn't have used the guys the night before, so he should have had these guys. Let's be honest. Let's just be fair and honest. He has nothing in that bullpen right now. Nothing. Addison Reed is a capable pitcher who has to be your closer right now. That's it. There's nothing in that bullpen. Ramirez is a guy who's been cut by two teams. Now it's like, well, you could have used Montero. You could've, listen, there's nothing there, whether it's Salas, whether it's Ramirez, whether it's Smoker. I don't care. Even Reed hasn't had the year he had last year, and he's now been forced into the closer role. That bullpen is a disaster. That's why this team, we can talk about it, they're not getting anywhere until they get this pitching staff back together, which means a guy like Gesellman isn't starting. And a guy like Malone, who's now on the DL for a week, isn't starting. And they can get some semblance of efficiency into that bullpen. I mean, it's a disaster. It really is, against the Padres, no less. I mean, you cannot blow a 5-1 lead to that team. You got to sweep that team. And then it's even compounded by Grandy not getting a run home, which just pretty much symbolizes everything that's gone on with him in the first, you know, quarter of the season, where he's got to put the bat on the ball in that at bat. I know the guy strikes him out every time. He obviously doesn't see the ball out of the guy's hands. I understand that. He's struck him out almost every time he's ever faced him. I would have pinch hit if I had a chance. He didn't do that. But Granderson's got to put the bat on the ball. He has to. That's all there is to it. You got to get the run home. You got to get the game tied. And they didn't do that. So a terrible, just awful loss for the Mets, who are just getting nothing done quickly. Up one day, down the next. You know, win two games against the Angels, and then you send Malone out there and get bombed. Win the first game against the Padres, and then you blow a 5-1 lead, starting with Gesellman. I mean, it's just terrible baseball. Awful, awful baseball. The Mets are as bad as the weather, and they're as unlucky as the weather. You know, that's just the way it is. I mean, it's just the way it is right now. Yankees look, they look solid right now. They do. I mean, their lineup looks solid. They're going to, listen, their bullpen's good. Betances looks terrific. They need, and last night they got a great performance out of Severino. They need more consistency in their starting pitching. They're going to need that, we know. They're going to need, obviously, you know, Tanaka to figure out where he is. They're going to have to get more consistency out of a Montgomery. We know that. Or they're going to have to make some trades, which, you know what, they will eventually. But the lineup is solid right now. You got guys, you know, like Didi playing really well and Gardner playing really well. The one thing the Yankees lack right now, the one thing that's an issue going forward, which they have to be careful about, is a lot of these guys who are coming up, a lot of these guys who they're counting on are right-handed. The Yankees can't be an overly right-handed team. If you look at it right now, there's not a lot of pure power. Without Bird in the mix, there is not a lot of pure left-handed power on this team. Didi is a, you know, 20-home-run guy at best. Gaudy's a 15-home-run guy under normal circumstances. They have prolific right-handed power, but too much of it. And they don't want to ever be overloaded right-handed. The Yankees are not built in that stadium to be overloaded right-handed. You have to have guys that scare you from the left side of the plate. And the Yankees do not have guys that scare you. You can't have the other team scaring you in that building, because big left-handed hitters scare you in Yankee Stadium. That's just about every time they step in the box, they scare you. The Yankees right now don't have a guy who scares you from the left side. That's the one thing, despite their home run, despite the balance in their offense, they got a lot of right-handed power right now. Whether you're talking about Judge, Castro, Sanchez, Holiday, you got a lot of right-handed power in that lineup right now. And sporadic from the left side, especially so with Bird down. I mean, we know what Hicks provides. Didi can hit 20 home runs. We know that. He's on fire right now. But they have got to always watch as they build this offense for the next big run, which they're doing right now. They cannot let it get imbalanced right-handed. That's not the Yankee way. That's not, you're not built for that in that stadium. You have to have guys who can scare you from the left side in that ballpark. It can't be on the opposing players. You know, if you're a Yankee fan, you know that even when they weren't great, Right-handers were afraid to pitch in that ballpark. You were afraid to pitch to Mercer there. You were afraid to pitch to Oscar Gamble there. You were afraid to pitch to Jim Spencer there. We can go down the line through the years. The bottom line is you have to have left-handed swing. Guys, you're afraid to pitch to Grandy there. You have 85 homers there in 2 years. Left-handed power that is grooved to take advantage of the short porch. You cannot run away from that. And the one thing I would say as they build this, big overpowering right-handers is not the Yankee way. Nothing wrong with them, but you got to balance it off with some left-handed power. 120 is the Mink Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.